Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is Fully to the Lord. We'll return after a short message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Fully to the Lord, written and read by Emma Dancy. 1 Chronicles 28 verse 20 says, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you." Being a part of the family of God is a blessing, but also a struggle at times. This is because the enemy hates what we are doing for the Lord. We are called to stand firm. When is the last time you physically had to stand firm? Were you hiking a mountain, balancing on a board of some kind, standing in a choir? Wherever it was, you had to think about where your feet were planted. When we follow Jesus, our feet are firmly grounded on the rock, so we are steady not in our own strength, but in God's. When we are firmly set in Christ, we are called to let nothing move us. Sure, we may go through hardships and trials, but we are established in Jesus, and nothing can move us. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. As we stand firm and do not move, we are to give ourselves fully to the work of the Lord. This does not mean we only serve God occasionally or when we feel like it. This means fully. This is a calling for every believer to worship God in all things with all of their gifts and talents. Whether this be work, parenting, friendships, missions, service, hobbies, we are motivated to always give ourselves fully to what God is doing. We can ask the Holy Spirit to direct us in all things so that we do not miss opportunities to love well. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." We are sons and daughters of the living God, and He has commissioned us to glorify Him in everything. Even the most mundane moments can become beautiful opportunities for the Lord to work. Because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Have you ever felt like the work you are doing for the Lord has gone unnoticed? Maybe you serve behind the scenes in a mission or at a church. Maybe staying at home as a mom and investing in your kids feels unappreciated. Perhaps you do not feel heard by those whom you have been witnessing and praying for many years. God reminds us in 1 Chronicles 28:20 that our labor in the Lord is never in vain. We do not have to wonder if He is using our efforts to build His kingdom. He is. We do not have to fear that what we are doing is not significant. Our God cares. He has commissioned us into the world with the responsibility to share the gospel with others. This is done fully by the power of the Holy Spirit living inside of us. A key phrase in this verse is in the Lord. The scary part is that our labor can be in vain if it is not done in the Lord. When we run ahead of God's time or we try to be self-sufficient in pride, that labor is in vain. It can be tempting to try to take credit ourselves, but when we humble ourselves and ask Christ to use our lives for His purposes, our hearts are aligned with His will. We can rest in the work that He is doing and surrender our lives to be used for His glory. This is not in vain. This is a heart of humility offered to the Lord. Intersecting faith and life. Brother or sister, are you standing firm in faith? Is anything moving you right now? If so, take time in prayer to ask God to help remind you that He is your rock. Are you giving yourself fully to the work of the Lord? If not, what is holding you back from fully serving Him in all areas? Are you laboring in the Lord or in your own strength? How can you remember to stay humble and have Him be the leader of your life? Further reading, Psalm 90, verse 17, Colossians 3, 23 through 24, Galatians 6, verse 9.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared To You podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared To You is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.